Coming up on episode number 303, featuring a cover story tonight, the music of a band from Athens, Georgia, whose members Peter Buck, Mike Mills, Michael Stipe, and Bill Berry. Yes, of course, the one and only R.E.M. The R.E.M. cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is March 15th, 2007, the Ides of March. And I'm Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you covers of the music of R.E.M., as well as one of their covers. It's a band that has drastically changed their sound from their first introductions in the early 80s all the way through their more recent stuff. Although the covers you're going to hear tonight really only span the 80s into the 90s. Don't have a lot of covers of their more recent stuff. And really, I don't know if their sound is as defined now as it was back in the mid to late 80s and early 90s. So their music, like I said, has drastically changed. But they were a big staple of college radio and alternative radio back in that time. And the music you're going to hear tonight takes those songs and reworks them in new and creative directions, just like I like to feature on this show. We're going to start off with a song that was really the introduction to R.E.M. for me and for a lot of people. This was the first song I heard on college radio back in 1981. Boy, the heady days back in 1981. This is Radio Free Europe, and it's a ska style performed here by an old favorite of Coverville, the Scandalous All-Stars. Here's Radio Free Europe.
Decide yourself if radio's gonna stay. Reason it could polish up the gray. Put that up your wall. That this isn't country at all. Them to the boat. That this isn't nothing at all. Straight off the boat. Where to go?
Calling out.
prison for Junior Brawl. Ready Station, decide yourself. Calling out in transit, calling out in transit. Radio Free Europe, radio. Decide yourself. Calling all of the media's too fast. Keep me out of country in the world. Disappoint us, injure us, absurd.
Try the pate.
I've got my spy, I've got my orange crush. I've got my spy, got my orange crush.
Yeah.
From a great CD that came with Q Magazine, Q Best of 8606, came with an issue of Q Magazine that also happened to feature the 200 best podcasts or 100 best podcasts, and they included Coverville, which is a very nice one. Came out a few months ago anyway. That is The Editors, I'm sorry, not The Editors, just plain Editors, with their cover of REM's Orange Crush. Like what they roughed it up a little bit. Like how they did that. And then before that, you heard the Scandalous All-Stars skankifying or ska-ifying Radio Free Europe. And for me, you know, it's one of the first times that I've actually been able to understand the lyrics of that song. You'll find that on the Scandalous All-Stars album from 1997 entitled Hit Me. Next up, we've got a really nice, mellow, slowed-down, soft cover of Losing My Religion, performed by the lead singer of the Cardigans, Nina Persson. Here is it Persson? You guys will tell me. It's Nina Persson with Losing My Religion.
Bigger than you, and you are not me. The lengths that I will go to, the distance in your eyes. Oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion, trying to keep up with you, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much, I haven't said enough. I thought that I heard you laugh.
Losing my religion, trying to keep.
Band Hem, featuring Sally Ellison on vocals there. I think I've previously mistakenly called Hem a she, when the she is Sally. As a matter of fact, they found Sally. It's a New York band. They found Sally by putting up an advertisement in the Village Voice and looking for a lead singer for the band. She sent in a demo tape full of lullabies that she'd recorded for a friend's child, and it was perfect. It was exactly what they were looking for, so they hired her on and have been putting out albums ever since 2001. That's their take on REM's South Central Rain, I'm Sorry. Comes from their album No Word From Tom, which came out last year. And then before that, you heard Losing My Religion, performed by the lead singer of The Cardigans, Nina Persson, along with her husband. Her husband actually helps out with that one. His name is Nathan Larson. And they recorded that for a movie, a Danish language film called Lad de Småbørn, which translates to Let the Small Children. And that came out back in 2001, but I think it was released... that was released in 2004. And I'm not sure if it's come to America at all, if it's been released domestically. Let's go ahead and play an REM cover. Now, they've done tons of covers, and unfortunately, a majority of what I have are live bootlegs that I can't play on the show either because of licensing issues or just because the quality isn't that hot. But one that they did put out that I really, really love was back in 1991. It was included on a tribute album to Leonard Cohen. It's a cover of Leonard's First We Take Manhattan, and I love what they do with this. They definitely put it in their own kind of style, which at the time was the album with Shiny Happy People had just come out, and so this is kind of in that style. Here's REM with First We Take Manhattan.
trying to change the system.
Then we change.
R.E.M.'s The One I Love, reimagined as if it was the backing music to a 1970s cop show. That is the Moog Cookbook from their self-titled album from 1996. The Moog Cookbook was made up of Roger Manning and Brian Cahew. Now, Roger Manning was most notably in the band Jellyfish. He was also part of Imperial Drag. And recently, he released an album that, The Land of Pure Imagination, that I just thought was brilliant. I think it was my favorite album of 2006. Certainly my favorite non-cover album of 2006. And if you get a chance to check that out, it's absolutely brilliant. It's just a fun song. Before that, you heard First We Take Manhattan by R.E.M., one of their own covers, one of the many. I mean, they have tons, and I've got a few that are studio tracks. So when I start getting the inevitable requests from you, telling me what songs I should have included in the R.E.M. cover story, I'll make sure to pull a couple of those other R.E.M. studio covers in there. Of course, that was a cover of Leonard Cohen from the I'm Your Fan tribute from 1991. A couple tributes, actually, to Leonard Cohen came out that year, or right around that same time. The other one was Tower of Song. And just recently, a third one came out, a third kind of combination cover tribute featuring multiple bands, because Famous Blue Raincoat obviously came out in the 2000s by Jennifer Warnes. A newer one that was tied into a documentary about Leonard Cohen came out last year with U2 and a few other bands on there, which is also excellent and worth checking out, especially if you like Leonard Cohen. One more track for tonight before we close out the show, and it's a Polyphonic Spree cover of Shiny Happy People, which is an uplifting song, and it's performed by a very uplifting band, the Polyphonic Spree. I'm actually going to be going to the Polyphonic Spree concert next week, next Wednesday. This, as far as I know, is an unreleased exclusive that you're going to hear. Now, one really quick thing about it. The beginning of the song, pretty close to the original by R.E.M., but about 2.5 minutes into the song, when it goes into that little instrumental bit before the final chorus, it just explodes into that beautiful, lush, colorful Polyphonic Spree sound that I love, and so that's why I want to include this in the mix tonight. Here's Shiny Happy People, performed by the Polyphonic Spree.
Shiny happy people laughing.
Polyphonic Spree with a cover of R.E.M.'s Shiny Happy People. Original, of course, featured Kate Pearson from the B-52s on backing vocals with Michael Stipe. Yeah, great cover there, I think. Really quick, want to let you know one more thing as we close out the show. Coverville is now on Twitter, or I am anyway. I really shouldn't say Coverville is. If you use Twitter and you want to see what I'm doing 24 hours a day, I don't really update the thing 24 hours a day. I think I post maybe 3 or 4 updates a day. But if you want to check in with me on Twitter, you absolutely can. It's one of those micro-blogging things, and so I think it's kind of fun every once in a while to put in what I'm doing, especially if I'm doing a fun interview or if I'm assembling stuff for a show. Plus, you know, it gives you that insight. If you know what shows I'm putting together, then you might say, hey, how about this song? It's a interesting way to take requests. So I didn't even think about that until I started talking. So check it out, twitter.com/coverville. Get Twitter installed or get it. Get yourself a free account on Twitter. And no, they're not a sponsor or anything. And that is going to do it for tonight's show. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do it. You can email me, coverville@gmail.com. If you're tired of hearing my voice and you want to hear yours on this show for a change, really easy to do it. You can just call 206-222-COVER and request a song or make a comment or make a suggestion. Finally, you can also post your comments and suggestions and questions on the Coverville forums or on the Coverville blog at coverville.com. We'll be back with show number 304. I think it's going to be an all-request show, and I think it's going to be Sunday, so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.